Hello, it's the 4th of March. Well, can't really say it's been a good week. No. But, well, and it was my birthday on Monday as well. It was. But it's just too much going on. Well, that's what I think. I mean, I had my art class on Monday, but met somebody and well, this person didn't treat me well years ago. And even now, he says things. It did on Monday anyway, said things. And I thought, what do you mean by that? And then I got lost on Monday as well. Trying to get home from the train station. Because, well, they're digging up at the train station. I think they're trying to make a new station, but it'll take another year before that's finished. But there's things everywhere and you can't cross the road. So I said, what are you supposed to do? And then somebody stupidly parked on the pavement, blocking my way, so I didn't know what way to go. So I had to ask somebody to take me around the car, because it blocked the whole way. And then after that, that's when I got lost. Crossed too many roads. Didn't see the park. But didn't see anything. That was on Monday. And I thought, I shouldn't be able to ask because it was my birthday as well. Well, went bowling Monday night, and Sharon and Frank and Bill and Jim, they had birthday cake for me and to blow out the candles. I haven't done that for a while. That was a surprise. Monday night. And then, well, it was last night, something happened again. Was out ten-pin bowling again, this time with people from neighbourhood networks. But they all, because Teresa, the community living worker, she couldn't come till after 8 o'clock. Now, thing was, two of us, as Paul and Scott, a couple of people, anyway, played ten-pin bowling, but didn't ask the rest of us. And when Teresa found out, she said, that's unfair, don't do that. You know, don't go off and do your own thing. There's nothing to stop you from asking the others they want to play. And then they started playing, well, when Teresa came. But then I couldn't because the bus was coming back at 8:30. And the driver said they were busy, so that was that. But something else happened. It was Zeb, the dog. A dog. He's been eating his harness again. That's the third time he's done that. And the worst thing is nobody saw him doing it, and yet they're all sighted, the rest of them. But they all have their own disabilities and that. So, but he's all right, the dog. Drinking a lot of water, but he likes his water. Nothing wrong with that. But took him to the vet this morning, got checked out, and the vet says he'll digest it because he ate the leather bit of the harness. But if it'd been plastic or anything, then they'd have to operate. I've just been to the doctors myself. But, well, my skin's broke out. Acne, I think. But, oh. I don't know, I think I'm getting depressed again because it's as if I don't believe anything anyone says. Not even the doctor now. I says, oh, for goodness sake. Why? Different people tell me different things. They do, and I says, who do I believe then? Well, it's the doctor. But I just feel like don't believe anything anyone says just now. That's a depression again, I think. Just too much going on this week. Just don't believe anything anyone says anymore. I'm going to see a psychiatrist on Wednesday as well. I got depressed in January as well, Dad. Dad. And I've got sore head. I think I might be getting cold. It's like a head cold. Mum's got it as well. But everyone has. It's not like me. Usually I can avoid it. But then I think if you're bothered about something, really anxious or that, then I think that's not right, that your immune system can go down a bit. No, just wanted to go off this tablet because I think it's making me put on too much weight. And the doctor says no. She says, no, stay on it. Try it for another 3 months. I'm like, what? She's, because she weighed me and she says, you've actually lost a kilo. I'm like,